All right, so you're here because you want to cut through all the noise online
Yeah.
and get to the heart of what really matters,
Absolutely.
especially when it comes to how the internet works.
For sure.
And we totally get that. That's what we're all about, right?
Right.
Today, we're going deep on a moment that truly changed how Google ranks websites.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this? We're talking Panda 4.0.
Wow, going way back,
Back
kid.
in the day, May 2014.
Ancient history.
Ancient digital history. Now, it might feel like, why are we digging this up? But trust me,
It's relevant.
it sent shockwaves.
Huge.
And it still has so much to teach us about building a killer online presence, even today.
Oh, true.
So, in this deep dive, we're not just going to list out the winners and losers. We
Right?
want to understand why things shook out the way they did.
The why is important.
And super important, we're going to extract those timeless principles that small businesses and website owners like you can still use
Love it.
today to thrive online. Our guide for this journey is a great article by Chris Bradley,
Oh, yeah, Chris Bradley.
Winners and Losers of Google Panda 4.0.
Classic.
It's like a perfect snapshot of what went down, and
Yeah.
it's going to help us dissect what Google was really aiming for here.
Exciting.
So, all right, level set. When you hear Google algorithm update,
It can be kind of vague.
it's like, what does that even
Right,
mean?
yeah.
So, what exactly was Google Panda 4.0 all about?
Okay, so to really get 4.0,
Okay.
we got to rewind.
Okay, I like it.
Back to the original Panda, which launched in February 2011.
Okay.
And its core goal was actually really simple,
Okay.
but also revolutionary,
Yeah.
to make Google search results better for, the people actually using them.
Right, the humans.
Exactly. I mean, nobody wants to scroll through pages of junk just
Okay.
to find that one thing they need.
We've all been there, endless scrolling.
Right. So Panda's way of fixing this was to basically find and devalue websites that were showing signs of low quality, irrelevant content, or just a bad user experience.
Makes sense.
And on the flip side, it wanted to boost the websites that were giving people good stuff,
Oh, so good.
valuable, high quality content.
I see.
So Google was curating the internet, trying to show us the best of the best.
I like that. Okay, so that's the OG Panda.
Right.
What made 4.0 different?
Yeah.
Was it just like Panda on steroids?
Not exactly. It definitely kept that core mission of rewarding quality.
Okay.
But 4.0, which came out in May 2014, had a more specific target in mind.
Okay.
Our source tells us this update was actually meant to help smaller businesses
Oh, interesting.
that had genuinely good content
Okay.
to get better rankings.
So it was more targeted in a way.
Exactly. And get this, some smaller sites had actually been penalized before,
Oh no.
unintentionally, by earlier versions of Panda.
That's not good.
So a lot of folks saw 4.0 as like a recalibration,
Okay.
trying to make things a little fairer for the little guys.
Level the playing field.
Exactly.
Now I'm curious, who are the big winners after this more refined Panda rolled out? Which
Ready.
websites saw those rankings climb?
Well, the article names a few big ones: BuzzFeed,
BuzzFeed, okay.
Glassdoor, ShopStyle, MedTerms, and your dictionary.
That's a real mix. We got entertainment,
Yeah.
career stuff, shopping, medical, even a dictionary. What did they all have in common?
Well, it looks like they were all committed to giving people truly helpful information
Okay.
and a good experience.
Gotcha.
They all had a ton of good quality, useful content.
Content is king.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, think about BuzzFeed. We know them for those viral quizzes,
Oh, yeah.
but they also have engaging articles, even informative ones, that really tap into what people are interested in
Right.
and stuff that they'll share.
Makes sense.
This tells us that Google liked content that people actually connected with,
Okay.
and that got them talking.
Interaction, engagement.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
So if these were the winners,
Right.
who ended up on the losing side? Which websites took a hit?
The article calls out eBay and Ask.com.
eBay and Ask.com.
Interesting, as being among the most notable losers.
Oh, wow. And the reasons behind their drop, they actually teach us a lot. Okay, let's start with eBay. I mean, it's a huge online marketplace.
Massive.
What went wrong there?
Well, one big theory is that eBay may have suffered because of all the low-quality content they had. Like, a lot of it was probably auto-generated.
Automatically created.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to capture as much search traffic as possible
I
for
see.
all those product listings.
So quantity over quality.
Right. Back then, a lot of the big e-commerce sites were churning out tons of product pages
Okay.
with very little unique content on each one.
Ah, so that probably hurt eBay.
It likely did. The article also mentions that eBay might have been using some pages.
Okay.
Just to funnel traffic to other parts of the site.
Oh.
Instead of actually giving people valuable content right there on that first cage.
So like a trick almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Prioritizing their own internal linking over good content.
What about ask.com? They were a pretty big search engine themselves back then.
They were. And the main thing we see with websites that got hit by Panda, and ask.com probably fits into this, is they had a lot of duplicate content.
Okay.
Basically content that wasn't original.
I see.
It was just copied from other websites.
So Google was cracking down on that.
Big time. They wanted sites to offer something unique.
Makes sense. So the big takeaway here. Originality wins.
Yes.
User-focused content wins.
Oh, sure.
Trying to game the system, duplicate content, bad user experience, that loses.
Exactly.
Okay, so all of this was happening back in 2014. For our listeners out there, especially anyone running a business, managing a website, or just trying to make it online,
yeah,
is this even relevant anymore? I mean, Google's gotten a lot more sophisticated since then.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'd argue that the core principles behind Panda 4.0 are even more important now.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Google's algorithms are way more complex.
But that focus on quality and user experience is still king.
Still at the core.
At the very core. And the article gives us some fantastic advice for playing nice with Panda.
I like that.
And these really are timeless principles for working with Google in general.
I'm ready. Let's dive into that advice.
Yeah.
The first point is pretty straightforward. Have quality original content.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean for someone building a website today?
It means focusing on creating something unique.
Okay.
Something that genuinely helps your target audience.
Right. So it has to have value.
Real value. Think about answering their specific questions.
Okay.
Offering insights they can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your own expertise, your own perspective.
Unique perspective.
You're writing for humans first, not just trying to stuff your pages with keywords.
Right, so we're not robots.
Exactly. Think about in-depth guides, thought-provoking blog posts.
Okay.
Maybe some original research, engaging video content.
Yeah, keep it interesting.
Stuff that your audience will truly connect with.
Awesome. Next tip is don't over-optimize. What does that look like in practice?
Okay, so over-optimization often means stuff like keyword stuffing.
What's that?
Basically repeating the same keywords over and over again.
Okay.
Even if it makes your writing sound super awkward.
Like a robot?
Exactly, like a robot. Another example is creating those doorway pages.
Doorway pages? What are those?
They're basically low-quality pages designed only to attract search engines.
Oh, I see.
And then funnel people somewhere else.
Okay.
The key is to write naturally.
Right.
Focus on giving the reader a smooth, informative experience.
So it feels natural.
Exactly. If your content's genuinely good.
Right.
And it's answering your audience's needs.
Okay.
The right keywords will be there naturally.
That makes sense. Now, the article also mentions ads. Be strategic with ads. It says to limit ads and try to match them to what visitors are actually searching for.
Yeah, super important.
Now, they do say this might not directly improve rankings, but it definitely helps with the user experience. So how does user experience affect Google's ranking decisions?
Well, the number of ads or where you put them might not be a direct ranking factor. But if a website is just overloaded with ads.
Ugh, so annoying.
Right. Especially irrelevant ones.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's going to push visitors away.
And Google picks up on that.
They do. They look at things like bounce rate.
What's that?
That's how many people leave your site quickly.
Okay.
And how long they spend on a page.
Right.
These are signals that Google might see as, this website isn't very good.
I see.
Which can hurt your rankings indirectly.
So it's not a direct connection.
Not directly, no.
But it all ties together.
It all feeds back into the user experience.
Okay, next up. Make your site easy to use.
So important.
It seems pretty basic.
Yeah.
Clear navigation, fast loading times, no broken links.
Right, the essentials.
Why was all this so important to Panda?
Because at the end of the day, Panda was all about rewarding websites that give users a good experience.
Okay.
A website that's hard to navigate, takes forever to load.
I hate that.
Or keeps throwing up errors. People are going to get frustrated and leave.
Yeah.
And that's a clear sign of bad quality.
Right.
Google wants to send people to websites that are reliable and easy to use.
Oh, I see.
Put yourself in the user's shoes.
Okay.
If a website is just a pain.
Yeah.
You're going to hit that back button.
Absolutely.
And find something better.
Right.
And Google knows that.
Interesting. The article also talks about having a functional, well-designed website.
Yeah.
Saying that good design equals a better user experience.
Right.
But it's not just about looking pretty, is it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
While visuals are important,
right,
good design is really about usability and functionality.
Okay.
The website should be intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to find what you need effortlessly.
Makes sense.
A good design also builds trust.
Right.
Makes people more likely to engage with your content.
I see.
And explore the site. It's about creating an experience that's just enjoyable.
Smooth, seamless.
Yeah, that makes people want to stick around.
All right, next piece of advice. Regularly publish blog posts.
Keep that content flowing.
They even compare it to a newspaper.
Always fresh news.
Why is it so beneficial to constantly be putting out new content?
Well, it shows Google that your website is active.
Alive.
It's relevant. And it's always got something new to offer.
Fresh, fresh, fresh.
It gives you more chances to give your audience what they need, answer their questions.
Okay.
And really become a go-to source in your field.
Establish your authority.
Exactly. Plus, new content can attract new visitors.
Oh, I see.
And keep your existing audience coming back for more.
Keep them engaged.
Exactly. It's all about keeping things dynamic.
Mm. Okay, and lastly, this one made me chuckle. Engage with people on social sites. Act like a panda and play nice.
I love that one.
What's the big idea there?
It's just a fun way of saying be an active part of the online community. Share your content. Talk to your followers.
Be social.
Right. Be social. Jump into conversations. It helps you expand your reach, build relationships.
Okay.
And drive more traffic to your website.
Make those connections.
Absolutely.
So if we break it all down, it seems like Panda 4.0 was Google's way of saying, hey, focus on your users.
Yeah.
It's not about tricks.
No.
It's about genuinely serving your audience.
100%. It was all about rewarding websites that had good content.
Right.
A good user experience.
Smooth, easy to use.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it penalized those sites that were using those old school tactics, you know, like keyword stuffing, duplicate content.
That shady stuff.
Right. And as we've seen, these principles are still super relevant today.
Yeah, they're foundational.
Absolutely.
So as you're thinking about your own website, your own strategy,
right,
take a minute and really ask yourself, how does my content, how does my website experience, how does it all stack up against those winning principles from back in the Panda 4.0 days?
Good question.
What's one thing, one concrete action you can take after listening to this,
yeah,
to better serve your audience,
mm-hmm,
and maybe even boost your visibility online?
That's the key takeaway. It's not about chasing every tiny algorithm update.
Right.
It's about building a solid foundation of quality.
Okay.
And always putting your users first.
So user-centric.
Exactly. By creating truly valuable online experiences, you're not just pleasing Google.
Right.
You're building a stronger audience,
mm-hmm,
more engagement, and a website that can stand the test of time.
That's a great point.
Ask yourself, what can you do today
Pits.
To make your website just a little bit better for your users? That's what we should all be thinking about.
I love that. Food for thought.
Food for thought.